Probably something y'all not used to.
I didn't say that. I didn't mean to say that. No, Brother Jim, no, I love you with all my heart. You've been an inspiration for a long time. Always has been and always will be. Because there's one thing we can do. We can stand together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we need to do today, folks, is stand for Jesus. Sandra, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to come back and share at this beautiful place where we've been here for many years. And it's always good to come home. You got your Bibles tonight, if you'll turn with me to Psalms 105, first five verses. When Sandra called me probably a couple of months ago just to make sure I was available, and I said, sure, we picked out a night, and I said, we'll make it work. And I just look forward to sharing God. I just look forward to sharing my Savior Jesus Christ everywhere I can and whenever I can. I am not going to stand behind this pulpit. I'm sorry. I'm just not that kind of preacher. Sorry. I like to move around a little bit. So you'll just see me from moving around quite a bit tonight, as these young people back here will attest. I don't stand still. No, I get kind of loud once in a while. So, Psalm 105, 1 through 5. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him with songs. Sing songs unto Him. Talk ye all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgment of His mouth. Can we pray? Father, we thank You tonight for an opportunity to come and gather right here in this house, Lord, to do nothing but celebrate and just praise Your holy name tonight, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank You for just the opportunity, Father, to share Your word, Lord, to praise Your name again, Father, to give You glory for everything that's accomplished here in this service tonight, Father. I so love You. I just thank You again for everything that You do for me and my family, Lord, for this church family. They've always been right there for me and my family, Lord. I thank You for everything they've ever done to help us and to be where we are today. And Father, again, just bless and have Your way. Open our hearts and our minds and our souls to receive Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, we love You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to think about five things tonight. One, thankful for His love. And I'm just going to do this right here. How much does God love you? Oh, my. You can't. And you got to make it personal, folks. You got to really make it personal. He died on that cross for each and every one of you. It is personal. Now, He loves you this much. How much do you love Him? Enough to tell somebody about Jesus Christ? Enough to try to change a soul? This young man's already tell you, we're coming to the last days, my friends. It's here. We're in them. The last days are here. Now it's up to you as Christians to say, okay, maybe I need to see this one today and tell him something about Jesus. Tell you a quick story real quick. Young man, as I was listening to TBN the other night, they were doing the veterans, the salute not a veteran. The last guy was a preacher. But he has a lodge out in California where he brings the people with wounded legs, missing legs, and all that from the war, because he was about 6 feet away from him. A grenade went off and blew off the whole side of his face. He's got a plastic ear. He now has his hearing back. He didn't at one time, but now he does. And he said he was going to Iraq. He visits Iraq once a year to visit the soldiers and let them know. He said as he was getting off his jet, you'd fly him in a private jet now. He said, I never got to first class service when I was in the Army like I do now, but he said, I got there, and he got off the plane. He said they were loading one onto the plane that had passed away. Well, the chaplain saw him getting off the plane, so he said, come here, come here, come here. He said, okay, I'll go over there. He said, I want you to have prayer for these men and all of them. He said, everyone that was lined up, you know, waiting for the casket to come on, the guys, he said, every one of them was crying. Tears running all over the face. And he said, Lord, what I want You to do is bless this young man's family. Well, Lord, most of all, I want You to send me or send someone to his best friend to tell him about Jesus Christ. 2 weeks later, he's on the airplane flying somewhere out of Atlanta. He gets on the plane. He's about 350 pounds. And he says, please don't let nobody sit beside me. You know, he's a comedian too. He's making all kinds of jokes while all this is going on. And he says, guy comes and says, he said, dude, what are you doing? You seem, he said, well, I'm really not in the mood. My best friend just got killed in Iraq. He said, your best friend just got killed in Iraq? He said, I looked up. I said, maybe that was the best friend I was talking about that the Lord was going to send me to talk to. And guess what it was? You see what God can do? 2 weeks later, he led the young man at his ranch to the Lord. That's what witnessing is all about. That's what getting excited about Jesus Christ. Lord, we ought to be so excited tonight. We're blessed folks. We're so blessed. We ought to be on measure just giving God praise right here in this house tonight for everything he's done for us. 1 John 4 says, beloved, let us love one another. That's where it starts, is the love of each other, toward each other, for each other. In my battle of cancer, this church was here for me and my family. Y'all know you were, and I appreciate every bit of it. That's a blessing. Thankful for nature. How many of you have been outside at night and looked up and saw God's glory? The stars in the sky, the beauty of everything around, and then you get out on a beautiful day like today and you see the birds and everything flying around. You just see, and then you have people tell you there's not a God. How in the world can there not be a God? It's so beautiful. How many have seen the sunsets? How many have seen the beautiful sunrises? And oh yes, us preachers are sometimes up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. I know Jim is every morning, but some of other ones are too. It's a blessing to see what God can do. And to know that God is there no matter where we are or what we're doing. He's always there. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. He's always going to be right there with his hands held out. And all we have to do is reach out and see all that beauty all around, knowing that God's right there. He's reaching his hands out to you. He said, take. You see how pretty it is? I'm right here. I'm right here. Thankful for opportunities. Opportunities are is a time to witness, a time to show somebody how much you love Jesus Christ. You know what I preach a lot of times is Christ living in me. That's what we need. You know, I've had people say, you do live a Christ-like life. That's the greatest compliment anybody can give you, is to live for Jesus Christ. And the opportunity that you're going to get. Because I'm going to tell you, that might be some of these people that are walking around today, the only Bible they might read is your life. Is your life. And you better be ready to show them your life for Jesus Christ. Because you never know when it's going to happen. A young lady walks out of the back of my church 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a little longer when we had one of the singings. And she said, preacher, she called me from Maryland a week later. She was visiting her mama. And she said, preacher, when I touched your hands at the back of that door, I had crippling arthritis in my hands, but something happened when I touched your hands at the back of that door. She said, this fire was in my hands. It was just hot. I didn't even realize what was going on. And she said, I can now sew again. You never know when God's going to use you. You never know when God's going to turn things around. Now, was I the one that healed her? Of course not. All the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to God. I'm just a vessel, folks. Called by God to do a service. To tell people about Jesus Christ. To get the message of Jesus Christ to the people. Oh, and this one's going to be hard. Thankful for trials. How many of you know that trials come into your life so that Jesus Christ can make you stronger and stronger and stronger? Now, those trials can come in your life and you go weaker and weaker and weaker if you turn away from God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. The focus is on Jesus Christ. We're going to have trials and tribulations come. But when those trials and tribulations come, we need to look up and say, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this today? What do you want me to learn from all of this? He's teaching you every day, folks. He really is. But I'm going to tell you, just like I've said, we better have our eyes on Jesus Christ. We better have our eyes on the Lord so that when those trials come, we know that He's going to take care of us every step of the way. And He's going to make sure we're blessed. And there's not a person here tonight that can't say how blessed they are in this America with what's going on around the world in a lot of places. People don't even have food. We can all probably leave right now and go home and have all we want at our houses. And there's children right here in America starving. But you see, when those trials come, Jesus Christ is right there. He's going to take us through them. And I'll never forget Miss Linda Smith. God bless her soul. When I was battling cancer in the hospital, had the tubes all over my face, and I'll never forget as she left my room one day. She visited about every third day. And she said, you see those two set of footprints in the sand over there and you're going out of your room? Yeah, she said. She said, well, that's Jesus carrying you all the way through this battle of cancer. You don't forget those things. You really don't. And my friends, if you're going through anything tonight, Jesus is carrying you through every bit of it. If you love the Lord, He's got His hands on you. He loves you with all His heart, mind, and soul. He is a blessing to each and every one of us. There's no way we can't say thank you for this. He loves us so much. I'm so proud that I can stand here tonight and say that I love my Lord and Savior with all my heart, mind, and soul. I give Him all the credit for everything that I accomplish each and every day. As Brother Jim knows, we probably spend 16, 17, 18 hours a lot of times in the Bible a week studying. And don't just jump off the pages at me and him. We have to spend time in the book. So do you. So do you. I encourage my folks all the time. I know they get tired of hearing it. We got to grow in the Lord. How do you grow? You got to read it. You got to read the book. I mean, I know the rest. I know the end of the story. We win, by the way. We win, by the way. That's always good to know that we win because Jesus Christ has already won the battle. It's already been won. He's right there, won it for each and every one of us. All you got to do is get the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to the people. You know, cancer came and hurt this body, but it didn't destroy it. Now, as these two are to test, and my wife and the family, a little 74-year-old man, last Thursday gave up the fight. The cancer took over his body. Now, we know those happens. It's life. That was God's will, because we prayed around that bed many a day for God's will to be done, and eventually that was His will. I said for many times, I said, Lord, why did you take Barry White and not take me? I had already been through the battle of cancer. Lord, take me. Don't let Barry White die. I'll take his place. But that was not God's will. That was Alan's will. Because I loved him so much that I didn't want him to have to go through what I had been through. Well, he went home to be with the Lord, as most of you knew him. Fine young man. Do anything He could for you. Well, my friends, that's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He'll do anything for you. You just got to lift Him up each and every day. Ask Him to be Lord of your life every day. Let Him be your leader, your uno number one. This is the message from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Everything. But where do you got to start? You got to seek the face of Almighty God each and every day. That's where we fail. That's where we fail. We don't spend enough time in prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. What did Daniel do? Three times a day. Morning, noon, and evening. Looked out that window and prayed to Almighty God. That's what we ought to be doing today and every day. Is praying to God. What did Job say? My Redeemer lives! And that is Job 19:25. My Redeemer lives. I'm going to tell you what, my Lord and Savior tonight is alive and I love Him and I praise God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for me and I'm going to give Him praise every time I can. Amen. Because He's so good to me. and I'm not so good to him. Did you catch that? I'm human. I'm a sinner. Saved by God's amazing grace. Going to make mistakes. Going to fail. What did I tell you about the trials? Jesus Christ is always there to help you. But we need to look up and seek God's face every day. And ask him to forgive you of all those many sins. Ask him to bless you. And just watch God go to work. Just watch God go to work. Thankful for the blessings. I've said it many times already. How many of us are blessed beyond blessings? But how many of you do thank the Lord each and every day for the blessings that God bestow upon you? But sometimes do we not forget to thank God for what he has actually done for us? We better be on our knees, church. We better be on our knees, Christians, asking God to help us make a difference in somebody's life. Jesus Christ is on his way. Are you ready to make a difference in somebody's life tonight? Remember the story of the best friend? Now he's got a chance to see his friend again. Oh, he don't have to look at that ravaged body laying in that coffin if it was even where, you know, military a lot of times they don't even open them because they're so tore up or whatever you want to call it. He'll see his friend again because my Bible says I'll get to see my mother again one day. And praise God, I get to see her again and say, Lord, and say, Mom, thank you for all those prayers. And my grandmother, thank you, Lord, for all those prayers. Because I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for those prayers. My friends, if you know someone that's not saved and on their way to hell, you better pray every day. Pray every day. Don't give up. I mean, there's people back home. Well, preacher, I've been praying for 15, 20 years. I don't care. Pray to the day you don't have any more breath. Keep praying that something or somebody, Jesus will send somebody to them to change their life. Don't ever give up. Don't never give up. Always remember how blessed you are. Always remember God will send somebody to make a difference in their life if we'll just pray. We'll just pray. How many of you have always said it's the hardest to witness to family? It is. But we have to. We have to keep letting them know. Oh, here comes that preacher man again. Here comes that preacher. Don't matter. It don't matter. We have to let them know that Jesus Christ is coming soon and we better get them ready. Now, I can't make them accept Jesus Christ. Only one I can answer for is Alan Price. I can't answer for my wife, my family, my sister. Nobody. I can't answer for Jim Bogle. Jim Bogle's going to answer for himself. I'm telling you tonight, God is just so good to me, so good to my family. We've been through trials and tribulations, but Lord, have mercy, have we won the battle. We're going to continue to win the battle. Because I'm going to tell you, just like I've said many times, there's a bullseye sitting right in front of you, and you're aiming for it. You know what the best thing to do is, bullseye, is hit that bullseye. Well, right in the center of that bullseye is God's heart. And I'm going to tell you, peace means being in the center of God's will. You want peace? Get in the center of God's will. And you're talking about peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I'll tell you another one real quick. Yeah, you drove down the road this morning when you got ready to come to church. I bet you pulled that sun blazer down, didn't you? To keep the sun out of your eyes because it was kind of bright. Well, you know what the devil's doing to you every day? He's trying to blind you. Just like you block that sunlight, devil's trying to block you from the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's trying to throw roadblocks to you every day. So you won't go tell somebody the good news of Jesus Christ. Get the blinders off and let's go tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Every day. Oh, I look so forward to getting up in the morning. Used to when I was back and I was hoping Stan Jones would be here tonight because I owe Stan an apology and I'll get to him. I used to come to Stan and Stan, well, this has been wrong with me this week and that's been wrong. That is the next. He don't want to hear all that junk. I'm so blessed it don't matter about all that. And God's done told me many times, forget that. I've got you in my hands. Let's go forward in a positive manner. See, that negative stuff can draw you right to the devil. And it gives the devil a foothold in your life. You got to let all that stuff go and get a positive attitude. Look to Jesus Christ each and every day and thank Him for what He's going to do today and what He's going to do tomorrow. And no, I'm not promised tomorrow. I don't know when I might die. It might be 5 minutes from now. Who knows? But I can tell you one thing. This old boy's ready to go. Prayed up and ready to go. I'll get on the first bus and be right on up there with him. And I was telling, they've heard me tell it many times, I was saying, well, maybe the rapture will come. And Jim, this is what I tell them. I said, Jesus Christ is going to be on that cloud. I'm going to go by and give him a high five on the way by. Praise God. That's exciting. I love him with all my heart. And I pray tonight that you guys can see a difference in from when I left here. I pray that you have, because I want to grow every day. I want to grow in the Lord. I want to live the life that God's called me to live. And I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 2 real quick in verse 20. Very familiar verse. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I'm living a life that Christ has given to me. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. I'm living for Jesus. How about y'all? Y'all want to live for Jesus Christ each and every day? Give Him all the glory, everything. He died on that cross just for you and I. And a couple pages over at Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's what we need tonight. We need to be strong in the Lord, giving Him thanks for everything that He does each and every day. His mighty power is raining down right now in this pulpit, and the presence of God is here. And I don't know about you, but I just give Him thanks every day for what He does for me. I do ask Him sometimes, I do say, Lord, why did You keep me here and all these other people with cancer are dying? And really the answer is, He's using me. That's all I can tell you. He didn't need me. He don't need any of us. But He's using me to make a difference wherever I can and whenever I can. You don't know how hard it is from a former cancer patient to kneel at the side of somebody's bed as I did last week, knowing, this young man is laying there 74 years old, and you're just waiting for the last breath to go away. Well, I left about 3:30 and 6 o'clock he passed away. That's hard. That's really hard. And then to have to preach the funeral is even harder. For me it was anyway. I'm an emotional young man because I love the Lord that much and I love this young man that much. I love life. But I want to live it for Jesus Christ each and every day. I want to let Christ live in me. You know, I can do a lot of things with His life. But I'll mess it up. But if I let Jesus Christ lead me and control me and have authority over me, then I'm going to do the right things. Now, I know what Romans 6:23 says. Well, we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Excuse me, 3:23. We all sin. We all make mistakes. But 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I want right there. That eternal hope in Jesus Christ. That's what I'm looking for every day. Lord, are You coming today? I'm ready. I'm prayed up and ready to go. Who gets all the glory? Jesus Christ. Who's going to continue to get the glory? Jesus Christ. Who's going to continue to get the praise? The Lord. Each and every day. I want you to stand with me for a moment. How many of you remember today you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord? How many of you remember that day? Did God change your heart? He gave you a heart transplant is what He gave you. He took all that filth away and gave you a new heart. Clean, pure, and whole. Well, I tell you tonight, if you love Him with all your heart, mind, and soul, give Him a praise in the house of the Lord tonight. Give Him praise. I thank Him every day for what He's done for me and what He's done for my family. And we never know, folks, when a tragedy is going to strike, when troubles are going to come our way. But let me just say this. Remember one thing, if you remember nothing else. Live a Christ-like life every day in your life. Because like I said, your life might be the only Bible some people ever read. And they're looking for you. I've had a young man not too long ago ask me, well, preacher, I'm just waiting for you to fail. That's what they're all waiting for us to do, is fall on our face and make a mistake. Well, we're going to make those mistakes, but if we lived a Christ-like life, it'll be a little one, maybe. Maybe a little one where nobody really, like God, can protect us and keep us in the center of His will, and we can make a difference in somebody's life. Let us pray. Father, we thank You tonight for the message, Lord. We thank You for this opportunity to come into this house, Lord, and praise Your holy name, Father. You are an awesome God. And I thank You tonight for everything that You do for me, Lord. Lord, let me never forget all the blessings You bestow upon me each and every day. All the love You pour out to me every day. And Lord, help me as a pastor and a child and a willing vessel of God to take and make a difference in people's lives. Use me, Lord, in a mighty way. Help me to change lives, make a difference. Lord, I'm just a simple young man who loves Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. Help me tonight and for the rest of this week to find someone to share the good news of Jesus Christ with. Lord, I so thank You again for the message. And Lord, again, I love You, and I praise You, and I thank You. And all God's children said, amen. Miss Sandra.